Land of Dreams.
Take the trip with us
on Radio SI.
So what does dance mean to you, and did you ever ask yourself why you dance?
Well, I started really young, because of my mother actually. I just really enjoyed it, I always wanted more. And now it just became what I do, and it's, there is no question about it.
Hola, el meu nom és Neus Barcon Roca, vinc de Sabadell, és una ciutat a prop de Barcelona. That's it.
Okay, that's it. And to translate it in English, what you said is?
Hello, my name is Neus Barcon Roca, I'm from Sabadell, small city nearby Barcelona.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Neus, you're a dancer, right? Is it contemporary dance?
Contemporary dance. I studied also ballet before when I was younger, okay. Until 16, 18. Okay. So I did a lot of ballets. But then somehow it changed into contemporary. I still didn't close the doors to new things. This I don't know, so I cannot say never, never to things.
When you dance.
So, from all the countries out there and nationalities, why did you pick a Slovenian?
Well, I met him at school, actually.
And the name of this Slovenian is?
Hi, I'm Mateusz. And I'm Slovenian.
And you're originally from?
I'm originally from Selnica ob Dravi, which is close to Magdeburg.
Have you taken Neus to Selnica ob Dravi?
Yeah, of course, she visited many times.
How does she like it?
Yeah, it was really calm for her. She's also surprised, actually, that we take a car for everything, for all the journeys we have to do. And then she feels sometimes that she cannot be so independent that she's used to in a bigger city.
I studied in Barcelona, so I'm used to move like with train, metro, or walking. I always walk. It's strange for me to take car or supermarket. It's a different lifestyle, I feel like. It's there also in Selnica, I mean, it's small. I don't drive. So I feel sometimes a bit like I want to be a bit more independent, that you cannot walk everywhere. That's something a bit that I'm not used to it. Yeah, it's a different character. At the beginning, you feel the difference. We're a bit more expressive or dramatic, let's say, I think, Spanish in general. Even the greeting with families are already different. As we kind of jump into the members, we give two kisses, a hug, and here you give the hand. That's for me, like, was a cultural shock. Yeah, this for me was a bit of a shock. Now I got used to it. Yeah, I think it's more the way of expressing that we're a bit different, yeah.
Can you tell me some of the other differences that you can think of, like when you see people here and there? And
well, Neus always mentions food, for example. I mean, we're from Štajerska, you know, we eat potato. Excessive amount of potatoes in this way, what my mother cooks me. I don't think it's just my mother, but you know, it's a bit different. It's different kind of meals that she's used to.
Yeah, we spend really a lot of time with the family on the table. Every meal is important, every meal you take time. We finish late in the evening, it's a different rhythm. So that was a bit strange for me to eat just when you are hungry, and that was like, didn't get it.
And you guys now, you don't live in Slovenia and you don't live in Spain either. You guys live in?
Brussels, Belgium.
Okay. So how come you're not fulfilling your potentials in your own countries?
It's a little bit middle point for us. In between Slovenia and Spain, and it's a compromise. And it just happened to be Belgium because of some research program I was doing in Belgium after school.
We live in Belgium, but it's not that we are all the time there. We work also in different countries.
Ta You're listening to Land of Dreams, this week with Neos Barcons Roca, a Catalan in Slovenia.
We're talking now just hours before you go on stage at the dance theater in Ljubljana. Are you nervous?
Well, I am, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it depends on the performance. Sometimes it's, will I manage, actually? Will my energy support also? Well, it also depends on the situation. You know, premiere, you're always a bit more stressed, and especially when it's your own work, it's sensitive. Like if it's your own work and you perform, it's like double stress. Then also if the performance will be well received.
And it's not your first time performing in Slovenia. What can you tell me about the Slovenian audience?
Well, it's not so many. Like the audience is kind of small. Maybe for the small performances there is always a bit less people. Yeah, this is something that in Belgium doesn't happen that much, like more people go. But still, like you never know, it's a bit of a surprise.
Okay, yeah.
But people are quite open, I think, still.
I think they're more, like Slovenians, we are more critical towards it. I feel like that in Slovenia we are really tough as an audience. We have certain expectations and we're hard to please as well.
And when you're in Slovenia, besides visiting family and friends and performing on stage, you also teach dance classes here as well. What's that like with young Slovenian dancers?
Well, it's been really nice, actually. The energy is positive. Was a surprise. It's nice to see. They practice, they ask. What surprised me the most, small kids, they already speak English, many of them. It is always questions.
I think Slovenian students, they have a really good work ethics in dance, I think. They take it seriously, and sometimes when we teach also in Belgium or somewhere else, I feel some students are quite easily satisfied, while in Slovenia I think they go for it.
So Neos, would you ever consider living in Slovenia?
I don't know. As I say, with this career, this kind of lifestyle, I cannot say never, never. But not for now. Not for now.
You're not ready yet.
Not ready for living in Slovenia.
Slovenia is mentioned suddenly more in Catalonia, in the news, on the TV.
Yeah, now it's mentioned also because of all the political situation that we are having now with the independence, Slovenia. Yeah, now it's attractive, they are curious about it. All this area, really, we didn't know much. It's kind of the unknown a little bit for us. And the language, it's also super different. So it's something that it's kind of nice to hear. But yeah, it's nice also, the Slovene language. It's just impossible to learn for us. It sounds really nice.
Any useful phrases?
Useful one for the family? Nisem lačna. That's really important. You eat big quantities here. Yeah. So before eating, I'm already saying nisem lačna. I think it's really important for me. So I get a normal portion for myself.
I wish you two good luck wherever you end up and lots of success on the dance stage.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Land of Dreams.
Only on Radio SI.